بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يرى قوين on a path, then we like to have an assurance that is it the right path that we have taken, or we off the track. In all matters, worldly matters, dini matters, it's a concern somewhere in the mind that are we in cause or off the cause. And sometimes we get to realize when it's too late. Now it's approximately 1 week before Hajj, right? So say someone had to board the flight around Friday, right? But the entire airport is in a commotion, striking, commotion, disarray. And somehow they push the passengers onto the flight. And then after approximately 10 hours of flying time, right, then the captain says that for some reason we are moving towards Sydney, Australia. What happens? And it's just Friday or Saturday, one day before the whole process of Hajj commences. What happens to the people? When someone tries to comfort you, you know, you're going to Sydney and you see this lake and you see that bridge and you see whatever else, right? Would you feel comfortable? So on the path that you have taken, you want an assurance. Okay, am I on or am I moved off the course? And say if it's a little bit of a broken down plane that is shaking a bit, they're not giving the food properly, probably a little bit of a mess up, not too clean. But then now you're by Jidda, see, you have got 15 minutes left, and you say now in 15 minutes time we'll land. You forget all the nonsense, right? Hey, what a flight it was. You forget everything. Hey, we on. But you compare that person that is moving towards Sydney against the person that's just 15 minutes away from Jidda. What a world of a difference. So, in the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala shows you already that already you're on course and you off the course. On the right and you off the course. So then the question will be, alright, how do we make out that we are on course or we have drifted from the course? So we want something with a divine endorsement that we are on the course. Allah in His wisdom shows three pointers that how you confirm that you are on the course. The verse was revealed, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ الْإِسْلَامِ. In Allah Pak's plan, when it's been decreed that this person is on course, then Allah Pak opens his breast to Islam. And how do you know his heart has been closed? فَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُدِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And the other person whose heart has been blocked off, then his heart is constricted, tight, as though he has to climb up to the sky. There's no way, can you climb up? How difficult it is. So this person whose heart has been opened, then Allah opens his heart. And that person whose Allah has blocked his heart, everything he's listening about deen, Islam, and the more he listens, the more his heart gets constricted, tight, narrowed down. So the Sahaba Kiram, the more you think of them, the more we think that we didn't do enough for them. We dua for them, talk about them, praise them for the good. From our hearts, we love them. When we take their names, we say, radiyallahu. Because they did things that was far beyond our imagination. And as a result, we've got Islam on the plate. It was all they were. Like as though they did, they, the land was very unfertile, rocky terrain, absolutely rock, you can break all the rocks, made it fertile, planted the seed, right, grew the crops, harvested the thing, and not only that, they made the biryani and put it onto the plate. Can you thank them? You see what from where it was and where they brought it and at which level they left you. So can you ever thank them? Can't thank them. It's too much they've done. So if you want to know that you're on the right, then you are always at any second appreciating these elders. The more you're appreciating elders, whoever brought Islam, the more you appreciate them, then it means you are assured of your stance. This Friday, before the Jummah, the students come and ask some things. So they asked about Hazrat Umarji rahmatullahi alayh. Alright, students, they need to have a future. They want to see something. And a man takes much to a model. Someone is before him, so he takes to him. So it's no one for Umarji rahmatullahi alayh. So then, the little that I knew of him, I explained that. When Mullah came back from India, I would suppose he came back around 1950. So he made a point that I'm not going to take any remuneration. I'll work, but no remuneration. And then he stuck to his guns right till the end. From the time he landed until the day he died, he stuck. So West Street at that time had no proper imam, he should do the imamat. Bayans, he would do it. Any marital affairs, he would do it. Any masail, he would do it. So as though his shop was the front, but there was a jamiat there. The whole jamiat was running from his shop. I remember going, and then he offer you tea and all that, right? You know that green tea, what they call it? Green tea, lilicha. Offer you that. But that whole thing was operating from there. Oh, jamiat, marital case, someone is doing whatever, someone is doing whatever, and the case are coming here, and you won't see him losing himself. That was a part of it. So he made a point, I'm not going to take anything. Nothing, absolutely, from the beginning that he came to the day he left the world, nothing. He must have been working in his father's shop, I think again about 10 pounds or 20 pounds. It's like you're just breaking even, right? Now, Mawla was the only one that was speaking out, but in a very polite manner. To speak out firm on the truth, not mincing his words, saying what he needs to say, but very, very strong, very firm. So, in a short while, then his talks became popular. With his stance on the truth, not compromising, not mincing the words, he remained like that. He had challenges, though, in the process, because of his stance, he had challenges also. People were against him, they tried to kill him, put him away. But I didn't see him ever moving, going straight. Though he was very polite, but he didn't mince his word. He wasn't aggressive at any time. He remained absolutely straight. Absolutely straight. The politeness was such, right till he passed away, he was never aggressive, never shouted at his wife. Yeah, once in joking, passing, he tells me, sometimes he used to be very informal. When he's traveling to Jumbo, 3-4 times he asked me to accompany him. But he says, hey, my wife, she starts her namaz like a tarawi. she just carries on. Right, lighter note, but never shouted. All that the time that they were together, he never shouted. So the invites, right up to Ladysmith, Newcastle, to come and give talks. People were very happy. Now, although he was against Salami and Maulud and all that, a lot of people had a lot of things to say against him. But that Maulud crowd then turned away. When they turned away, so now he's earning about 10 pounds here in his father's shop. They gave a talk. They gave him cash, 300 pounds. And if you know what was 300 pounds, I know when I came back, first time, was 78, I came back. So a brand new car was about 500 rand at the time. Now it's like, I think one car, one tire would be so much. But I can remember a brand new car was 500 at that time. So he's talking of not 1950s. I'm talking of 70s. So there'll be a big price difference again. Right? He's offered 3 jazakala, take his. I'll only have meals, place to rest for the day that I'll be there. And if you want to, my traveling fees, that's all. I don't want anything, not stand above that. But to be so firm at that time when you need the money at most, this was this Oliya, this Buzurgana, they'd work. They never chop and trim, they never compromise, they never went off the course, stuck to that. That explained, right? These people to work like that. Now people don't know what they did. Right? They don't know the contributions. So, when Yusuf Karan Sahib, Maulana had sponsored the whole thing for him. He was one of the head, the great people there in Cape Town. So he got that sorted out, right? Well, Yusuf Karan Sahib, he came over, right? Because he was sponsored by Maulana, so he listened to Maulana. Maulana made a, because he's now, he had the language. Maulana was, I know, when first I used to listen to Maulana's talks, it would be only Urdu. I told Maulana once, you know, I just like your khutbah, you know, that khutbah, that voice, that the Urdu I couldn't understand at the time. But I just enjoy the melodious voice. So he couldn't get to the people in English. So he got Maulana Yusuf, so he did everything. But you go and give the Maulana Yusuf Sahib was a school English teacher. So he had the language and he could deliver. So he went there to Stanger for the first time. And I don't know, for whatever reason, Maulana asked him to go for the second time. That was a tashkil for Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahib. See what this man was doing. So undercover, but what he did. The second time that Maulana Yusuf went, Maulana got ready. He went to Dioman Street, 1967, 68, that's where he went. One tashkil and what he did. But you see the sincerity. Now nobody knows, but this is the level of the sincerity of this person. Maulana Yusuf Mutala, not Yusuf Mutala, Yusuf Kutla. Rahmatullah Ali. He told me himself that when Madani Sahib Rahmat had passed away, so he had a small sitting for people to listen to the ulama of Dioban, Madani Sahib Rahmat, etc., what were their contributions. So, he had a battle now to bring people to the right thinking. So under some cover he had to explain the achievements. That was a tashkil for Yusuf Kutla Sahib. So I went there for the one talk. And just before that, I was suit, pants, and everything else. I can imagine what a chalk and cheese, you know, what he was, what, like, before I was turban, kurta, and all that. But before that, what he was. And then, at one talk, and what happened to the person. But you see the level of sincerity. So, Maulana wasn't known, but a lot of things he did undercover. The third thing that Maulana did, so Maulana, the only thing his problem was he didn't have the language. But that he didn't allow the language to become an obstruction of the path. So when I came back from 78, 79, so at that time it was at Khomeini, right? And people were just talking about him, ulama and non-ulama. Or to or, even the majlis was encouraging Khomeini. Writes up, and if you look at the majlis around 79, 80, you will see all that. Then Maulana observed all these things here. Maulana observed all these things. And now the third person that was tashkil because of Maulana was Maulana Ayaz. Now look at the diversity. Maulana Yunus one side, soft. Arhamul ummati bi ummati and ashadduhum fi amrillah. And now how that happened was, Maulana Ayaz's mother, Ayaz's father lost his first wife. When he lost his first wife, he got married to Maulana Umadi's sister. So Maulana, there must have been some contact. And then he got tashkil that said. So this man in one swipe, he took 3 buzrugs. Yusuf Kutla Sahib, Maulana Yunus Sahib, and Maulana Ayaz. You see the sincerity. To all 3 of them. Now, this Iranian revolution, I was here. I see what was going on. So Moira doesn't know how to get through, because he doesn't have that exposure and he doesn't have the language. But in just before what he did, he had a circle of friends, right? And we will try and we'll cooperate for what? To make people ulama-i kiram. So he couldn't do everything, but he would contribute. But he had a circle of friends, alright, we'll contribute. And this alim needs to be sent abroad. We'll send him for his studies and we'll sponsor the whole thing. Right. So a lot of ulama became ulama because of his contribution. Right. But together with that, he said, alright, we need to keep a good rapport with the senior ulama of India. Very senior. India or Pakistan. So Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Mufti Bin Nuri Sahab, Hazrat Shaykh, Al-Mawla Manzoor Numari Sahab, all of them, they knew him very well. I used to think when they come here, why are you talking about Uber you so much? That time you're still crawling, and you're, hey, all these ulama coming, Mufti Sahab, everybody are talking about Uber Sahab. So then I realized what he was doing. He had a liking for them, there was a correspondence, and if he heard by the grapevine that someone is in trouble, he was the first to send this. So around the late 1960s, Manzoor Nomani Sahib, he was a member of the Shura of Darul Deoband. So now he jumped off the train and is coming to the madrasa. So till the madrasa about 5 kilometers. So he jumped the rickshaw. Now it must have been a late part of the night, there's no proper lights, that rickshaw just lost balance, that he fell off. Mona couldn't walk. So less than a month, Mona sent a proper wheelchair for him. At that time, India didn't have that level of India, that wheelchair. He sent a wheelchair. And Mona Manzoor Nomani couldn't stop remembering him and thanking him. So Mona discussed the whole thing. Mona Manzoor Sahib, okay, this was going on here, can you help? And I think in about less than 2 months' time, he prepared the book, Iranian Revolution. It was first in Urdu, then translated into English. But he didn't stop there. Then he called for Allama Khalid Mahmood. Right? And I remember there was the only day that he went to City Hall. He had a talk in City Hall. And just then that whole tide, that whole wave just turned from one end to the other end, to the extent that even the majlis took a refraction. He was going one side, and now when the majlis saw now what it's all about, he went completely the other side. But you see what these people did. No, we don't want any remuneration. We don't want anything. For now, the man is gone, dead and gone. But the legacy that he left behind, Allah will give us that tawfiq. That's why I say, these people of the past, yeah, you can't attach a price to them. They look like normal, like they'll joke and sit and talk and have sip tea with you. No. They'll do all these things, yeah? But their minds are somewhere else. They'll seem to be like just like normal persons. But their minds are working very active, very active. He's the Iranian thing now. What could have happened to us? But he signed, and he didn't talk about it. I got to know somehow that this is what the man was doing. But you see what he did? Slowly, 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 he got the whole thing moving, and he gave it the direction. But till the end, he didn't forget his elders. You talk to him, then he'll talk about his elders. Sheikh Sabrahamdai, Madri Sabrahamdai. All of them. And the greater beauty was he didn't talk about their differences. Like they talk about the partition, they'll talk something, he'll just move off quickly. So then you realize after time that why he adopted that approach, so that people don't lose respect. Like people like us now, Kachya, we are all still very immature, and we hear the differences, right? That isn't it likely that we lose respect for them? And we lose respect for them, after what happens? Is there any progress? We jammed our roads. But aren't these people great? You know, Hazrat was very particular about his principles. But he also respected my Umarji Salamdai. I used to see how it's going on. And, you know, you should be a little bit envious that you're young. This man is killing the show all the time. Allah forgive us. Because we didn't know what he was doing. We didn't know. Later on when he passed away everything, then we got to know that this is what this man was doing. And then Allah blessed him with the death on Friday. He gave one bayan, and he was scheduled to give the next bayan pre-Juma. Just then he passed away. So, ma kana rabbuka nasiya, Allah doesn't forget. or neighbor, Duma, passed you on Friday. So Allah Pak doesn't forget. Remember, Allah Pak doesn't forget. When there was a lockdown, he opened his yard for us to somehow smuggle ourselves. He's risking himself. He risked himself just for the sake of deen. Just for the sake of deen, he risked himself, right? But he gave us that remote controls. So we have one person to that side, one person to this side, to play the controls. And people are coming in. And he's not saying anything. I remember there was some person outside the masjid, and he was snapping the musallis. So this Muhammad went and shouted at that person. What's wrong with you? Just put that thing away. I would add that heart to say, Muhammad, keep quiet. Don't say anything. Now when I look back, I see the muhabbat he had for deen. The love he had for deen. He didn't worry of anything, not the police. But he stood for that. Then the death Allah gave him, that about 10 o'clock or something, before 10 o'clock, he asked to be bathed clean, right? And I see the same trait in many buzurgs. You heard of Mullah Aqil Sahib. His father did the same. As the Shaykh also, rahmatullahi, he wanted to be clean. And then after that one or two hours, then he passed away. He also wanted to be washed clean. Just then he read Kalima, and Allah Pak gave Friday. But I see, Allah Pak doesn't forget. And these people did so much, and they didn't take any credit. They did all, whatever they're supposed to do, but no credit. They did for Allah Ta'ala. I suppose what was in their mind, the one we did for, he must recognize it is enough. So he got the ghusl, he read his kalima, and he's gone. But standing for the masjid, standing for Islam, standing in defense of the musallis, this man did it. We can be musallis, but who stood up? He opened his yard, he stood up. At a time now everybody is choked with fear, this man had the guts to open his yard, the musallis through. We all scared. But I think the Duma people have very strong hearts. I remember him and the marhum Hashim Duma. Right? Maybe something was not like how we would desire. But he made sure in this town, Springer Beach, from the 60s, he brought the Muslim, but somehow, I don't know, whatever he did, but he made it into Springer Beach. That was Hashim Duma. Right? He made sure. Somehow made a plan for this person, that person. He brought all these people here, right? And Allah gave him a death on a Friday, 10th of Muharram. But you see, مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَ. Allah doesn't forget. You stand up for Islam, for the defense of the masjid, for the defense of Islam. But the contrary is also right. This is who stood up for the masjid, for the Muslim, and what Allah did. Furthermore, Chinese Sabran has got a story. Around the 1930s, right? Mona passed away in 1942, so 1920 somewhere. So, so one is a politician, right? Now, a politician, their main concern is their position, their status. That's the main concern. Everything else they can overlook, but their position and their status, that mustn't be compromised. So, Muslim now outwardly is looking neck, but now to get the Muslim votes and all that, the Hindu votes, he stood for the Hindus. So, he stood against the Muslims for the Hindus, for their mandir, whatever else, he did all that. Just so that he could get their votes. Right. And he fell ill. He fell ill, so as more times as one murid or Khalifa, he was a Hakim, like a doctor, right? So he was in the area, and they asked him, please, if you could see our man here, he's in a very critical state. So the Hakim Sahib went in. Now this man was in a coma, he got up from the coma. When the Hakim Sahib said, please, for Allah's sake, don't leave this place here. As more times he was reading the story, please, for Allah's sake, don't leave this place. So I guess, what happened? He says, no, the Malaika came with a cage of fire, and they already warned me that this is where you're going to be in. We're taking you now. Now we're leaving because of this pious Hakim here. This pious Hakim here, we are just leaving here just because of his presence. But the moment he leaves, we're coming back to fetch you. See this whole cage of fire come to take you into that. So the one that worked against the masjid, see what was he said. The Hakim Sahib left, and that was happened. That what happened. And after that, many people seen a dream that nobody was make any isara sawab for him because he didn't die the right way. See that? So you stand for the masjid, you stood for Allah Ta'ala, you stood for his deen, Allah will never forget. In this age now, when everything is breaking apart and people are standing up, right? Sometimes someone is losing his reputation, he's losing everything else. But the cause that he stood up for, you understood? What was the cause he stood for? That in itself shows that his heart was in the right place. Right? All of us have some mistakes here. There. Nobody is like a farishta. No person, no human being is a farishta besides Anbiya alayhi salam. But his heart was attached in the right place. So with the credit and the lessons that we can learn from these people here, really, mustn't be forgotten. Talk about it. Then others also encourage, قُلَّن نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُصَبِّتُ فِي بِهِ فُوَادَلِ. When we relate these stories, then we relate these stories to strengthen your hearts. وَنُصَبِّتُ بِهِ فُوَادَلِ. We relate these stories by to strengthen your heart. If you are on the right, then be strong. Then don't break down. Now you'll have all these political things happening and whatever. Uns nist you'll have everywhere. The highs and lows you'll have. But do you stand for Allah Ta'ala? Do you stand for his deen? Do you stand for his namaz? Do you stand for his cause? That is what Allah wants to see in all these things here. Or it is your reputation, your name that you're standing for. You're standing for him or for your reputation. But I can still remember the Dumamuta, this at that entrance, and I can see the woman, she's snapping. And I know I was covering my face. And he's shouting that person, don't do that, don't put that thing away. Well, I just admire, from that day I admire the man. Whatever it was, but he stood up in defense of Islam, defense of the masjid, defense of the musallis, defense for the respect of the musallis. He did all that. And if your shop was on fire and someone came and saved the whole thing, you know, that was your income. Till the end of your life, you can't stop thanking him. So now, this is how they viewed it. That they need to stand for it. Come what may, then you stand for it. Allah Pak kassara Allahu amsalahum. Stand for people, Allah make them more. You know, we feel a feeling of strength. Alhamdulillah. So anyway, we are talking about how do you identify that you're on course, you're off course. How do you identify? So Sahaba Kiram did ask Rasulullah Pak Sassam, so what is an indicator, you know, that we know that the heart has been opened towards Islam. What's the indication? So Nabi Sallam has given three indicators. Tajafi and Daril Ghurur. He is disinterested in the world. World material security, this, that, and what. His interests are not there. Like how the average person, my material security, what's going to happen to my shop, my house, my this. So it's not that they don't do something, but it's not their primary concern. Like you got a house and you got a toilet, right? Your primary concern is not the toilet. I need to have this type of a gold fitting and a diamond head and a pan that's, you know, some people come here, they say, you know, the man put a pan in his toilet. How much? You know how much it costs? 200 grams. Okay. Of all things, put 200 grams. What a place he put. What he put? Where he put it? So, their minds are not in the wrong place. Their minds are in the right place. So, they disinterest in all these things. These things here don't really concern them. Not that they won't enjoy, but it's not their primary concern. So then the primary concern is what? Primary concern is Allah Ta'ala and hereafter. That's the primary concern. See, your mind is there, your heart is there. I mustn't damage that. This gets damaged, alright, no problem. But I mustn't damage that. Now, we'll make a big noise with our child if he took out your Rolls Royce and he damaged the thing, right? You're going to make a big noise, pull the roof down, do everything, right? But I ask you, if that child missed out his namaz with Jamaat, do you show that you're upset with the child? Do you show that? He read his namaz, but he didn't do Jamaat. Or he left, he missed out completely. So, no, never mind. I mean, Allah, never mind. I'll just grow up. So do we have the same? See now, your behavior shows your heart. Many a times, your behavior shows where your heart is. Your heart is deen, in Allah Ta'ala, or your heart is somewhere else. So your behavior also is a reflection. Right? So see where this Sahaba Kiram, where their hearts were. Their hearts were, the Sahaba Kiram and the Awliya, their hearts were like this. If they missed out just the Takbir Ula, for a week they would go and offer condolence. Someone passed them, they would offer a condolence. These people get so affected with the Takbir Ula, so for 1 week you have to go and offer condolence to bring them up again. They understand the calamity, the musibah that they have incurred. See, it's where the hearts were. Now if someone's house, something gets broken down, I don't say we don't have. But that is our sight, our narrow sight. We just look at that. We don't look at the broader picture. Okay, this person is taking himself to his peril and destruction. We're not concerned. A small material loss and we're getting so overwhelmed. Right? By no mistaken now, I know Tangad is affected. So don't feel like I said, don't have. Have. But the more important is obviously, what is most important, that's where we're supposed to be investing. And I've been saying it in the past as well. You can do it. See, generally we're all businessmen, right? And the businessman, what he does, he needs to sell the product. Somehow he'll advertise it, do something else, and see that his product moves. So exactly the same, deen is our product. So how can we advertise the product? How can we market it? Marketing is bring him to deen, bring him to namaz, bring him to understand the sunnah, to love Allah Ta'ala, to love Rasulullah Paks, that must be our primary concern. Not now, hey, Mr. Price is my murid, you know? So you think you made a big deal of it. Hey, it's nothing, Mr. Price is nothing. If the poorest of the poor, right, if you made something of him, that's an achievement. Because that was the dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ahini miskina, wa amitni miskina, wa hsurni fi zumrat al-masakin. Would you ever talk about it? That miskin was living in the squatter camp, now he's reading a namaz. Talk about it. But if Mr. Price comes and reads namaz, hey, you know who came today? Mr. Price. And you know who made his tashkir? I'm not proud now, but you know, I just spoke about it and he came. See. So him we elevate so much, but the chap that's coming from the squatter camps, well, he comes now, the poor man, he comes for namaz. What a great deal. See, our words, our behavior is a reflection of our inside. So one is to show a disinterest to this world, because it is a deception. Mal hayatu dunya illa mata'. It's just a deception. It's just the glitter of the eyes. Really, it's nothing. It's a small space. That everything is over. Small little time, and we'll talk so much about it. A wealthy person, man of status, we'll talk so much. But the person without any status, we don't talk anything about it. Right? So that means our hearts are not right. Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayha, two people came to her sitting and they were speaking out against dunya, you know, dunya is such a rotten thing, etc., etc. So she asked both of them, you'll leave. Then she gave the reason. So you see, if it was really contemptible in your sight, then you wouldn't have spoken about it. And the proof is that, see, waste, human waste, you talk about it. When it's contemptible, you don't talk about it. But are you talking about it, such a bad thing and all that? That means it's got a place in your heart, therefore you're talking about it. Like I say, your zahir is a reflection of what's inside. So there's something, some attachment for you to talk about these things here. So that's the second thing. And the third pointer that Rasulullah Baksh is showing is at-ta'ahubul al-maut. You are in preparation for death. Before its arrival, you're preparing. Preparing for death. Like how nowadays you have, I got a hospital cover, I got this cover. So before the thing can come, you're contributing for years, 30 years. Don't you see that? Monthly contribution. 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand, 10,000 rand. So before that thing can come, you're preparing for the event. Aren't you preparing for that event? So the most uncertain thing is death. It's coming at someone 29, 35, 37. Don't you hear about the stories? Huh? So when it's a certainty and the time is most uncertain, and what level of preparation it requires. And therefore I say it's a blessing regarding the sudden deaths. That's a blessing for this ummah now, because at any given time you need to be in a state of preparation. Otherwise, before you have thought, you know, abe duata hoon, pachi maada parija hoon, we'll become old, we'll get sick, we'll get khatlote jaye, become, you know, bedridden, then eventually we'll die. So that was the plan before, and now you can just strike at any time. So isn't it a blessing that any time you are prepared, for all your ducks in the row, any hukukullah, hukukul ibad, everything is sorted out. So everything is sorted out. And you had a mishap with your eyes or your tongue, you corrected, made istighfar, did everything. Now you are in a good state of preparation. You're not unmindful of that. So now, if you have got this, that means, inshallah, that's an indicator that your heart is right, that you are on the cause. Like I said, your plane is off the cause, and how miserable don't you feel? How miserable don't you feel? Especially when you can't reroute. The plane took off. After 1 hour, they said, we're going to Sydney. Can you reroute the thing? It got 500 passengers. Or when you go to Sydney, you will have to. But now that brings you to the second point. Kazalika nuwalli. The type of people that you took a liking for, you will join up with them. See? You take a liking for a class of people, so you begin to take a liking for them. So first it is a liking for them. Right. One more time, Sahib Rahmatullah explains it. I think under the verse, La tarkunu ila ladina zalamu. So he says that you can't imitate a people until and unless you have a liking for them. You have a liking for them, then you will imitate. You know, you get all types of people coming. Officers come, every father and son coming. But now you don't know who's more modern, the father or the son. Because both are wearing tights and jeans and all that. But the father is a couple of steps ahead. He's wearing the torn jeans. You know that, hey, father here, son is about 35. So you can imagine what will be the father's age. But torn jeans, and they're feeling like normal about it. No, nothing, no aversion or no dislike for that. That's normal dress. But you see, you have a liking for this class of people that pushes you to imitate their ways. Right? Otherwise, under normal circumstances, right, you're wearing a torn jacket or something, do you feel nice? Torn here, patch here, do you feel nice about it? But they feel proud about it, buying those torn pants. See, one is called torn and you put up a patch, right? It's a different thing. But yeah, you're proud about wearing something torn, moving around with a torn clothing, right? That means you had a liking for this class of people, then you imitated them. Otherwise, if you had a liking for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you wear the torn pants, and you're wearing that baggies at three quarter down, right? But now when you heard about the hadith, that the trouser mustn't flow below the ankles, you practice that. But when that became a fashion of Hollywood and Bollywood, now it caught your eyes. But when it was the sunnah of Nabi Sallam, that didn't catch your eyes. That means you got a love for a long class. The love is, your heart is in the wrong place. If your heart was in the right place, then what would have caught your attention was, what was the style, what was the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I must confirm that. I will do it then, no matter what happens. You know, when Big Padiya Rahmatullah came here, so one of the elders of Nizamuddin, Musa Samrodi, some of you may have heard of him, right? He's telling me, hey, this Big Padiya is in a different state now, man. I thought he's going to work here. Because he's wearing lungi and he's wearing that shawl. How is he going to work in South Africa? So he's telling me about 5 years before he could pass away. They said, then we came with a Jamaat here. Then I saw a whole host of people wearing lungis or trousers till here, and they're wearing shawls and all that. Hey, but he made it a reality. He made it a reality. Because I remember, you know, till the 60s, it was hard. There's no person wearing a kurta, no topi. You have an alim or someone wearing a kurta or a topi. But other than that, nobody's wearing a topi, nobody's wearing a kurta, right? Unheard of. this man, his sincerity, and he changed the things. And I was telling his grandchildren, right, look at the man's sincerity. If he had to deliver a talk, you don't know where he was going to. What languages, choice of words, eloquence, nothing. But then how, what a dramatic change he made. You need to see him and see his past and see him, right, then when he was active, right, and look at the dramatic change that he made. Now, if you come into a masjid with a trouser, you feel old. Before, you were the odd one out when you were wearing a kurta. I remember that this about 64, 65. The Jamaat work started about 62, 63. 64, 65. So, you remember the man that passed away in the courtyard, forecourt. Muhammad Bayer. Yeah. So, he was a bit of a goer. Right. So, he, I think he's part of your life, a little bit brave, too brave, right? He'll do anything. So, 64, 65, nobody wearing a kurta. So he made it a point with the Eidgah. He wore that Arab kurta, long kurta. You know that Arab gear that on the head, all that. Put that. And I can remember the 64. Sunday Tribune had his picture on the first page. Because nobody wore that type of clothing. And he took the guts to put on that clothing and he came. And they snapped him. And had him on the first page. So you need this type of people that will stand up for Islam. Irrespective, whatever you stand up. You stand up, alright. Or some things, I don't say they are farishtas, right? But really, when they stood up to now, I admire them. Now that was 64. The Jamaat work started in 62, and he did this in 64. So now, this imitation can only come when there's a liking. Coming back to the topic. Nuwalli ba'd az-zalimin ba'da. So the type of people that you like, then you get grouped up, you get linked up with that group. Bad or good. But that's your own choice who you grouped up with. And this happens in this world as well as the next life. It happens here, it happens there as well. See, how many places Allah Pak says, this is repeated in several places. Uhshuru alladhina zalamu wa azwajahum. Wrong people and their likes. The closest translation I can get is their likes. Zalims and their likes. Group them together. Gather them together. Group them together. Again, Allah Pak says, إِذَا نُفُوسُ زُوْوِجَتْ. When people are grouped according to their likings, so the grouping there will not be based on ethnic standards, not on language, not on nationality, not on geographical boundaries, not on the type of food preferences, and not on the base of wealth and influence, no. So, the grouping will be on what? The grouping will be on Iman and righteousness. That will be the grouping. So there will be two groupings, right? One grouping will be based on Iman and Kufr, right? So, Iman and Kufr. Iman, pure Iman this side, Kafir on that side. Then there will be a second grouping. You know, after the primary grouping, then there will be a second grouping. What were your inclinations? What were your likes? Right. If you are liking now soccer, cricket, all that, right, all that type of fans. So, you look for them, look at them, look at the albums, get their signatures, right? So, that was the people that you stood for, you stood with, and you liked, and you admired. You want to talk about them, you want to discuss about them, you want to be with them, you want to get their signatures, you want to read their biographies, etc. Then, even nufus zuwijat, then you are grouped with them as well. So, if you had a liking for the atheists and their ways, then you group with them. If you had a liking for soccer and these people here, you group with them. Right? If you had a liking for cricket and this type of people, you group with them. The type of people that you loved, then you group with them. Because I say, when you love a people, then it can't be that you don't express it. At some point, you're going to express it. You know, I was with Hashim Amla, you know. I just left the phone now. So it just shows who you loved, right? Doesn't it show? You won't say, you know, I spoke to Temba, I was working in the house. You say that. But you want to talk about these type of people showing what inclinations and tendencies you have. You have this tendency, so you talk about them. Now your speech and your behavior gives you up. And most people don't realize it. Right? There was a theft in Medina Munawwara. So it's the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. He's the Amir. She has to go to the spot to go and investigate what happened here. So a whole group of people are with Umar radiyallahu anhu to look at this theft, etc., to kind of find out who's the culprit. So it's a double story house. So everybody is giving his 2 cents. Alright, this must have happened. So one person came out of the blue and said, you know what happened? What was it happened? That person, he threw his lasso and he got it hooked on the first floor. Then he climbed up on the string. Then I bust the wall, I got in. Straight away, as Umar apprehended. You went in, said, yeah. Own admission. See that his personal admission, you got in. So your likes and your tendencies. And sometimes the thing comes out of your tongue. And you don't realize it, it comes out. At some point it comes out. You see in these youngsters, right? And suddenly there's a sudden mood change, or there's a twang on the tongue, etc. Something happened, and you go and trace it. Well, he's got a girlfriend, she talks like that, so he just... So at some point you go to... You know, one person became a buzrug. I won't take his name, right? Became a great buzrug. All of us respect him, right? But he's telling me his personal account that he used to look at movies at first, right? Now, I'm talking about 1940s, 50s. So he says now his father was very firm on deen. Now, he was going to movies and all that. So his father, that time he was using lamps. I can remember that time, lamps and kind of... So he did his hand like this. And he got switched off. He doesn't realize that his father is watching from that back. Beta, I kati hiki now. Where you learn this from? So he had to hold up. Okay, what's back? Father, what's back? You saw the movie, you saw the scene here. So you see these things here, they stick in your mind. And you think that these things are not sticky, they stick in your minds. The friend, the type of tendency they have, the liking, then that thing sticks in your mind. Then you are grouped in this world like that. Now, but imagine that in the hereafter, what an embarrassment it will be that you have to stand with sometimes atheists, sometimes Satanists, sometimes who? But you like that type of people, so you have to group up with them. Nabi Sam's liking was Ahini Miskina, the poor, because the poor will enter into Jannah 500 years before the wealthy. So I say, but maybe you can't do it, right? But have a liking, go and visit them, talk to them, be kind to them. You spoke to them, you went to them, you took your wife and children to them. So you had a liking for them. Who knows, Allah Ta'ala groups you with them. Because al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba. The type of people that you love, you'll be joined up with them. And they're going 500 years in Jannah before you, before the wealthy. So the least we can do is show muhabbat, love, ikram, don't despise them. Amma sa'ila falatanhar, don't repulse them. I know some years back, one friend was here, so he's telling me the story. So he was also a football fan, you know, looking at this film and this looking at that match. He says one Arab in London, so he was a football fan. And he's sitting in his lounge and watching some sport, whatever, finals, whatever, Chelsea's or whatever. So he's watching. Just then he calls for his wife, and he says to his wife, you know, let's call the paramedic. I'm seeing something not right. My feet is getting numb. So the wife is saying, you're overreacting. You sat long now, so your feet have become numb because you sat long. So, no, I'm not joking, let's call them. So as he's leaving, he says to his wife, let's look after the house. And she says, hey, what are you doing? It's a little bit of numbness and you overreact. No, let's do what I'm saying. Admitted in hospital, you got the fourth level cancer in the brain. Now he's motionless, he can't do anything. So just then, about a week in admitted hospital, they lost hope, everything's on the machines. And just about 2 or 3 minutes before he can die, he just opens his eyes and says, smile. And he says, my God, Alan Moores, can you remember the name? Alan Moores, I love you. And just then he died. But you see, you took a liking for this type of people. So in this world, you are grouped. At the time of death, you are grouped with the same person. And then Allah knows what's going to happen hereafter. See that? you took a liking watching these people here buying their outfits, their techies and their socks and their albums and their whatever else. So who did he die with? See? On the contrary, when you love the pious Sahaba Kiram, pious awliya, etc., right, then Allah Ta'ala, in His mercy, He groups you up with them. At the most crucial moments, these are people that come before you and they encourage you, right? They encourage you on the right. They do this, do this. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The malaika come. Pious come, right? And somehow they encourage you, recite the kalima, say these things here, and then you are departing. But it's about who you associate with. Now, in this day, the association doesn't only refer to a physical association. The association can be in some other form, in a gadget or something, you are associating with that. You've seen that person, I know of cases where they see their celebrity or something, they go on the screen and they're kissing that person. Whether a man or a woman, but they're kissing. See that your heart is there. The response is because your heart is in the wrong.